Aaron Swanson was born in Sitka, spent some of his life in Ketchikan and Wisconsin, and then moved back here about 9 years ago. He has two young children and works for Arrowhead Transfer.
I started out as a delivery driver and worked my way up to propane truck driver, and now I'm driving propane truck and the tractor trailer.
Swanson says he wants to stay in Sitka for the rest of his life, but that it's not easy.
It is pretty difficult for a young family to live in Sitka. I'm living paycheck to paycheck. One of my paychecks basically goes to rent. The other paycheck goes to bills, and whatever I have left goes to food.
He says he's dissatisfied with the way the assembly approaches city issues. Take, for example, recent efforts to raise money for road repairs. Assembly members proposed raising vehicle registration taxes earlier this year. Swanson said there are other ways.
It's kind of like the same thing. You expect pedestrians to get taxed on their shoes for walking on the sidewalks to pay for new sidewalks? No. I think that if you have traffic officers doing their routine stops and ticketing the traffic violations, I think that'll generate some funds for the infrastructure to pay for the roads.
The city has a lot of financial needs, including funding questions around the Blue Lake Dam and those road repairs. Any government achieves its financial goals by positioning itself along a spectrum, from cutting services to raising taxes.
I'm more on the cutting services probably side, as far as the way things need to go. I don't really like raising taxes. I know how hard it is to live in this town, and raising taxes takes a lot of toll on a person.
The belt tightening, he says, needs to be accompanied by ways to improve Sitka's economy.
The economy needs to, you know, needs to take a step up. It's down right now. The only money coming in basically is tourism and fishing. I think we need to find ways to get more people to come to Sitka, whether it's putting in a deep water dock or, you know, advertising, getting more people here in town.
Swanson says he has mixed feelings about a downtown dock. It could bring more people to spend money at area businesses, but he'd like more of a commitment from cruise lines about whether they would actually send additional ships to town. Still, when it comes to tourism, Swanson says Sitka should consider taking things a step further.
Maybe some kind of new attraction to attract more visitors, more boats. Not always necessarily need to go with the boats, but I think maybe that the passengers, the independent traveler, I think they need to be targeted more heavy than they have been in the past.
He says an elected representative, such as an assembly member, needs to find a balance between heeding the will of the constituency and using his or her own judgment.
Well, it's the people that put you in office, so my thought is that you should listen to the people and see what they want. If that's in the best interest of the city, then yeah, that's what you do. If it's not in the best interest of the city, because that's the office that you're running for, is to do a city job, then you kind of got to, you know, balance the perspective, whether the citizen's idea is correct.
Aaron Swanson is running for assembly against Matt Hunter, Phyllis Hackett, Michelle Putz, and Dallas Peavy. There are three open seats, 2 3-year terms and a single 1-year term. The election is October 2nd. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.